Banner Health has been in growth mode for the past year. It acquired several small hospitals and, most recently, the University of Arizona Health Network, making Banner the state's largest private employer with almost 40,000 employees. As a result, it's become a tight squeeze at Banner's corporate headquarters in Phoenix near 12th Street and McDowell. Kip Edwards, Banner's vice president of development, says they considered expanding that site, but ultimately chose to lease a much bigger space in Midtown Phoenix, just 2 miles north.
We evaluated just for the corporate space the cost of building a new building on site so we expand versus leasing, and the lease cost was more economical.
So this summer, Banner plans to relocate 800 employees into 12 floors of two Midtown high-rises at Central and Thomas, and then convert its current headquarters into academic medical clinics and doctor's offices. Over the next 3 to 5 years, it hopes to lease even more space in Midtown to accommodate another 600 employees. Banner's plans even got a brief mention in Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton's State of the City address last week.
It's a smart move that will save this company up to $20 million. When it's done, Banner's investment will produce 800 new jobs in the city of Phoenix, good-paying Banner Health jobs.
The move is also a huge deal for Midtown. Mike Crystal, a local commercial real estate broker, says it's one of the biggest lease deals in Midtown's history, and it'll have a ripple effect on the area.
You know, it's not just the square footage, it's the amount of people that will be coming to work in and out of Midtown every day, which will be great for retail, the amenities around, and it also helped the core market, which has been very popular in housing.
Midtown is that large cluster of office towers along Central Avenue between Thomas and Camelback Roads, just north of downtown Phoenix. It's one of the valley's largest employment centers with a lot of desirable attributes, like a centralized location, easy transportation access, and a hip urban setting. Yet, it's had an especially rough time recovering from the recession. At the end of last year, offices in Midtown were 29% empty. That's one of the valley's highest office vacancy rates, hence why Banner could find 12 empty floors on the same property. Crystal says things have been improving this year, but Banner's move could be Midtown's big break. It could even spur the redevelopment of Park Central, which was Arizona's first regional mall that's been a shadow of its former self for years.
I don't know what it's going to take to redevelop Park Central if it's not all of this activity.
The Banner deal isn't set in stone quite yet, which is unusual in real estate to make announcements ahead of things being finalized. But Banner officials say once a few last details get worked out, it'll be official. Christina Hansen, KJZZ News.